ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Vavam Beis talks about the din of Zakei Mamre. And the Mishnah explains that after the Zakei Mamre argues with the Bezin in his city, so they go up to Yerushalayim, to the Bezin HaGadol, and in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah explains there are three Batei Dinim. There's one Bezin of Pesach HaRabayis, which Rashi explains is right before the Ezus Noshim, which means the Pesach that's in the HaRabayis. Pesach to go into the Ezus Noshim that's in the HaRabayis. And what Echad Yeshev Pesach Hazarav, Echad Yeshev Lishkes Hagazis. And the Mishnah explains that they first come to the first Bez in the Pesach Shal Pesach Harabayis, and they explain that they had this and this argument. And the Mishnah says Im Shamu Amr Lehem. If they heard Amr Lehem, Mla Bon Lehem, Oysad Shal Pesach Hazarav. If not, they go further on. So Shaz, what does it mean Im Shamu Amr Lehem? So the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos and the Tosfos Yontif is Mevar Dvarov explains that these first two Batei Dinim, before they get to the Bezin HaGadol, they only are asking them if they know for sure the Halacha. They heard this Halacha, they have a Kabbalah, they heard from the Rabbeim the Dinim the Seicha Tibtza in what they're arguing about. That's what they're asking them. They're not asking them to think now Misvara if the, what they would hold, what would they hold, well, how would they learn the Pshat and the Pasuk. That's not what the question is they're asking him. Therefore, the first two Batei Dinim only answer if they know Im Shamu. If they know, they heard the Halacha from their Rabbeim, if they have a Kabbalah in the Halacha. Masha'enkin, when they come to the Bezin HaGadol, Shabbalish HaGazis, over there, they, if they know, they say, and if not, they figure out, they think, they go, the whole Bezin goes through it, and each one person decides what he holds, what does he hold about the Shaila, like, Bisvara or Bixerashava, whatever it is, they're from them Torah goes out to Israel. They have to make the final decision what the halacha is in this case. That's how the Rama Pirush HaMishnayos explains the Mishnah that the first two Batei Dinim they only ask him im Shamu, but Shegin the Bezin HaGadol, the final decision is made by the Bezin HaGadol, and then they have to decide from what they hold the din would be in this machlekes between the Zakei Mamre and the Bezin in his city. Now there's another pshat how to learn this Mishnah in Shamu Amalehem. It's the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Gimel Alacha Ches. The Rambam, when he brings down the same procedure of our Mishnah, the Rambam writes that if when the Zakei Mamre comes to the first best and they tell him the Alacha, if he's bekabel what they say, then that's very good. And if not, the Rambam says, they move on to the next one. And again, if he listens to them, if he's bekabel what they say and he agrees to what their psak is, then he could go back home to his city. If he still argues, he argues with them also. Then they go on to the main best. And the Kesef Mishnah over here on this Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says that that's how the Rambam learned that Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean like how we said over just now for the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam learned the Mishnah differently. The Rambam learned that Shamu means if he hears them, if he agrees and he's makabel the halacha that he told him, then they tell him the halacha if he's muchat to hear. Im Shamu means if he's muchat to hear what there is, if he's muchat to be makabel their psak, then they tell him. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says the Pshat in the Mishnah is a Fida Rambam. And if you look in the Lacha Mishnah, he argues, he says that that's a doichik in the Lashon HaMishnah, Shamu Amar Lehem means that. And therefore, he says that the Rambam learned the Mishnah just like he learns the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Rambam is just saying his own thing, Misvara, that if he doesn't agree to listen to them, then he has to go on to the next Bezdin. But the Lacha Mishnah speaks out that it's Pashat, that you can't become a Zakim Mamre for not listening to the first two Bati Dinim. You only become a Zakim Mamre for not listening to the Bezdin Agadol, to the Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph. It's Pashat that says the Lacha Mishnah, that the Kesef Mishnah is right, like the Rambam speaks out Mefurish, that if he doesn't want to be Mekabel from them, he doesn't have to. He can go on to the Bezdin Agadol. It's only for the Bezdin Agadol, then he has to be Mekabel from the Bezdin Agadol, and the Halacha is Hukhra Lefi the Bezdin Agadol, and if he argues on them, he has to did of a Zakim Mam. Ayin in the Mishnah, so where Ayin the Tosfos Anshei Shem, he brings down from the Shoshanim LeDavid, that brings a base David that wants to say, not like the Lacha Mishnah, he wants to say that even the first two Batinim, as long as they heard Ripia Kabbalah, like we said before, from the Pirush Mishnayos Rambam, and he argues with them, he could also become a Zakim Mamre, but the Shoshanim LeDavid is strongly argues on him, and he says it's Pasha, not like the Lacha Mishnah, it's Pasha like the Lacha Mishnah, and we can't become a Zakim Mamre only in the Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph. The Gemara brings a Braisa that discusses the Machlokes Tanoim exactly in which Averus, which the Dainim, Could someone become a Zakim Mamre? And the Raisa says, Tadra Abon, a Zakim Mamre, in a Chayav Elo Dovish is Dainik Chorus, which Gosei Chatzos, Remeir holds, in order to become a Zakim Mamre, has to be Dafka something that if you're over the Mesi Chayav Chorus, and Beshagi Chayav Chatzos. Rabbi Huda argues, Rabbi Huda Eimer, Al Dovish Ikre Bidivere Tayer, Pirusha Bidivere Seifrim, and Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Afilu Dikdik Echa Bidiktuke Seifrim. Now the Shaila is exactly, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What does Rabbi Yehuda Eimer al Dovish Ikri B'Divrei Torah Pirusha B'Divrei Sefer? So there's a Gemara later on in that Pechesam base where the Gemara says that the only Echatibsa which we find where something at Dovish Ikri B'Divrei Torah Pirusha B'Divrei Sefer. Gemara says the only Echatibsa that we find is Tefillin. It's going on the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on, the Gemara brings a Memra, Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Yishoy, and Chayav El Dovash, Ikri B'Divrei Torah, Pirusha B'Divrei Sefer, V'Yesh Bei L'Hoysif, and Hoysif Gei Reya. That he adds on a few words for Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to be, it's Yesh Bei L'Hoysif, something that you can be Moisif on the Mitzvah, V'Im Hoysif Gei Reya, and if you're Moisif on the Mitzvah, it's Gei Reya, you're over Baal Toysif. V'Ein Lano Elo Tefillin Ali B'Divrei Yehuda. And he says, the only Echatimtza that we have is Tefillin Ali B'Divrei Yehuda. So Kipshuta, if you read this Gemara Kipshuta, it will be mashma that the only Echatimtza for Rabbi Yehuda is this Echatimtza of Tefillin that he says that the Zakim Mamre says you need to put Chamish Tetavis in your Tefillin. If you look at Tesis over here, Tesis says that how could it be that it's only Tefillin? The Gemara on Daf, and we just had a whole Gemara on Daf Pezayin and Alva, the Gemara makes a drush on all these different halachas. Bedin ledim, bedam ledam, or bedin nefashis, din amominis, eruch and haram, and the Gemara brings a whole brisa, drushes, and all different things that he's chayiv, that the Zakim Mamre could become a Zakim Mamre on. So answers Tesis there, Rehuda doesn't hold of all these drushes, Rehuda doesn't hold of all these drushes, and therefore Rehuda holds only a chatibsa where you're chayiv, a Zakim Mamre is only on tefillin, So Rekiv Eger over there on Pechesim Beis Akilin Hashatz V'Tzayin already to Turi Evan. Turi Evan and Amnei Hashoyam in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Chesim Beis. He's with Talmud on Taisvis. He holds such a strong question. He says it must be that Talmud Toya wrote this Taisvis. He says this has nothing to do with Droshes. The Droshes are just adding maybe other cases, but the Pasuk says clearly, Bedin Ladin, Bedam Ladam, Benega Lonega. You want to not add. You don't want to make the drasha, so you won't add all the cases. But there'll be at least some cases about dam. That's to be nidoyim about din, and that's to be nidoyim about negoyim. How can we come along and say it's only to get the tefillin when it's beforish the psukim not like that? The drasha is just to add more cases, but the beforish the psukim that we're not talking about dafka tefillin. And if you look at Teres Chaim over here in the Tesis, also matama on Tesis. Now, the Emes Rishonim already addressed this problem. It's the Yad Rama. Look at the back of the Rambam, the Sefer Lakutim. They bring chuvis. That the Yad Rama wrote about the Shitas HaRambam with Rabbi Aaron Luniel to the Rashbi Shan. So the Yad Rama over there also holds like Shitas HaTosfos that Rabbi Yehuda's dafka about tefillin, and he says and that you're going to ask. He asks. He's bothered by this question. What happened to all these drushes of Edam Adam Edin Ladin Menegel Nega? says the Yad Ramah, that's talking about Dafka, that you have to go up to Bezdin HaGadol, that there's a machlokes between two people. If someone argues on the Bezdin, they have to go to Bezdin HaGadol, and the Bezdin HaGadol will be machria, the din. They'll go and they'll paske the din. Masha'en kein, the chiyuv of Zaken Mamre, says the Yad Ramah, that's be'emes only by tefillin, like the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, if you look in the psukim, it's meduyik a little bit like this. The psukim start off with the din of the start off, that if there's a fight about din ladim, and the kamta valisi should go up to the Bezdin HaGadol. And then only afterwards it says, al piya teira sheyerucha, which that's the drosh of Rabbi Yehuda, that you need something that's ikri b'divrei teira, purusha b'divrei seifrim, which Ramah holds that staff gets filling. And up there, that's, it says that someone that doesn't listen, he becomes a zaken mamre. And in the Hanami, all these psukim is not talking about legabi to become a zaken mamre. It's just talking about the din that you have to go up to Bezdin HaGadol. And the Ran, the Chiddush Ran also brings down Shitas Tosfos, and he also brings down B'Shem Tosfos similarly to Yad Ramah. These psukim are just things that we're mechuyev to listen to the Bezdin HaGadol. That there's a mitzvah that I must listen to the Bezdin HaGadol. Al pi HaTorah sheYerucha, that I have to listen to them. And there's a lav v'lo yisaser, I must listen to them. But legabi the parsha of Zaken Mamre, that's not what the pasuk's talking about. Now in the lashon of Eretz Tosfos is a little misleading if this is what he means. He says that he doesn't hold it a drushes, like the Turi Evan and Teretz Chaim speak out. It has nothing to do with drushes. You have to say that the Bechuvan of Tosfos is that he doesn't hold that all these drushes and the psukim also are shaykh to Zaken Mamre. You have to madchik very strongly the lashon of Tosfos. It's moving me'ela of why the Turi Evan and Teretz Chaim weren't mechamed to this teretz, because it's very not mashed from the lashon ha'tesis that we have. But akaponim is a shita in the Rishonim, the shita is Ramah, the Ramah holds this way, that it's dafka tefillin, and he says that the psukim are talking about something else. Now the Rash Bishans asks on this mahalich of the Yad Ramah, to say that all these psukim are not talking about Zaken Mamre. He says that Im Kain, the Gemara comes and the Gemara wants to know, how do we learn this b'risa l'fira meir? And the Gemara goes through a whole blat Gemara to explain every single Eichatibza, how it's the get for Chiyuv Karas. Ask the Rashbi Shans, if late Rabbi Yehuda, all these psukim are lav dafka talking about the Chiyuv of Zaken Mamre, so why did the Gemara need a whole Arichas to explain the late Rameya how it's shaykh to be a Zaken Mamre and all these Eichatibzas? Why can't we just say that in the Chanami, it's not negated to Zaken Mamre, it's a get that you're mechuyev to listen to Besen in these Eichatibzas, if any of Rabbi Yehuda learned the psukim like that? Why the Gemara feel obligated to explain every single case of Fira Meir? It's Muchach that the Gemara obviously held, says the Rashbi Shans, that these psukim that are negated only to the Chiyuv of Zaken Mamre. That's his kash. You have to be matchik in other Rishonim, it's better to learn the psukim are going on Zaken Mamre. But if we hold that Zaken Mamre doesn't apply in these cases, then we can learn that it's not going on Zaken Mamre. The Ran brings down the Shitas Tosfos, like we mentioned before, and the Ran asks, he says, first of all, it's not mashma, it's mashma that the whole parasha is talking about Zaken Mamre. It's not mashma, the parasha is talking about just the chedek of the parasha is talking about that the din that you have to listen to Bezdin HaGadol, and the rest is talking about Zaken Mamre. And he says also a doichik to say that the whole parasha of Zaken Mamre is talking about one machlekes about tefillin. It's a doichik, you read the psukim over there, it's mashma, it's a close to get din. What happens when someone argues on Bezdin? He's telling me it's only negeah to one eichatibs, it's a big doichik. And he says also that the Gemara later on in that peches says that Bezdin shouldn't be Meichel, can't be Meichel as Zaken Mamre, because Shlayir b'machlekes b'Yisrael, we don't want to have these machlekes him, and therefore Bezdin can't be Meichel as Zaken Mamre, and he's Chayim Misa, even if Bezdin is Meichel him. Ask the Ran, what does it mean, Shlayir b'machlekes b'Yisrael? No one's going to make any machlekes him, this is a very, very protius to get din, it's only to get to one Echatibza, one machlekes of Tefillin. What does the Lashon HaGemar, Shlayir b'machlekes b'Yisrael mean? So therefore the Ran is very not happy with the Shitas Tosfos, which is the Shitas HaRamah. So there's another sheet in the Rishonim, it's a sheet that's Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchas Mamre Malacha Hey, the Rambam brings down that the case of Zaken Mamre Chayiv is either something that's Chayiv, that's a Geat the Chayiv Krisis, or Tefillin, two Eichatibzes, Chayiv Krisis at Tefillin. So the Kasabisht of this is Kasha, that Luchayor Chayiv Krisis is Sheetas Rameyer. Tefillin is Sheetas Reb Yehuda. How does the Rambam Paskin? So the Kasabishta explains that the Rambam holds that we pass like our mayor. We pass like our mayor. This is a whole black Gemara that goes on Libra our mayor to explain it, the whole long Shak V'Tayah to explain exactly how our mayor could work with all the Hechatipsis, all the drushes of the Psukim. So it seems from the fact that Maroyim was so busy explaining our mayor that we pass like our mayor. But says the Kesef Mishnah, on the other hand, we also pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara that Pechesem and Beis brings a memra, whole sugi over there, about exactly what the Hechatib, so we're of tefillin, well, isn't it get to other mitzvahs, only to tefillin, a whole shak of tie in the Gemara that Pechesem and Beis. It's a vore that the Gemara is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, that we're going with Rabbi Yehuda. And Bechlal, the Klal, the Kloli HaPsak is that Rabbi Yehuda Ramei, Allah Hakar Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam held that we should pass him like both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that both Ramei is drasha, that is a Xeris HaKosov, that Yechayev, that's Doine Kares, Vishkase Chatos, on Emi Aveiro. And then there's another Xeris HaKosov, we hold that Xeris HaKosov, and Rabbi Yehuda also, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Al Pia Torah Sheyerucha, that something that's Ikri Medevei Torah, Perusha Medevei Seferim, which the Gemara says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam learned is only Tefillin, then, you also chayiv. You chayiv both. We paskin both the mayor's drasha and Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. And the Kesef Mishnah says the reason why the Rambam paskin this way is because we see from the Gemara that the Amorayim were both Isaac and Shittas Rameyer and Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the Rambam paskin like both the mayor and Rabbi Yehuda. But then the Kesef Mishnah brings down that the Rama already asked this kasha to the Chachmil O'Neil. The Rama and the Tshuva already asked the Shaila. He doesn't understand how the Rambam paskin. Did he paskin like Rameyer? Did he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? And Rav Asher Mil O'Neil answered that Rambam held that Rabbi Yehuda is not entirely arguing with Rameyer. He agrees to Rameyer's drasha. He agrees that we learn out dover, that Yechayev on anything it's Chayev Kores and Shigase Chatos. He just makes it another din. Besides that, he holds also something that's Ikrim Devei Torah, Perushim Devei Sefer, is also Chayev. And on that, the Gemara says, Ein Lonam Alot Tefillin. So therefore, says the Rav Asher Mil O'Neil, that the Rambam held that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Rameyer, and he's just being Maisif, another Hechatibsa, onto Rameyer's din. And Mail, it's Yushu Taisis' problem that Pechesim Beis says it's a problem what Rabbi Yehuda does with all the drushes. It's this Yashav Epshitas, because Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to Rameyer's drushes. So therefore, it's all the Hechatibsa that the Gemara explains to Rameyer goes in Rabbi Yehuda also. But the Rama writes back to him that it's very not mashb like that. The Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is not mashb, it's coming to be Maisif. You see, from Rabbi Shimon came to be Maisif. He says, Afil diktik echad. Rabbi Yehuda should say, Afal dovish ikri bidivit Torah and Purushiv devit Seferim. It's mashb, Rabbi Yehuda's coming saying, Dafko something that's ikri bidivit Torah or Purushiv devit Seferim. And he says that the drosha of Rabbi Yehuda also, the drosha, when the Gemara explains the drosha of Rabbi Yehuda, the Lashon of Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda, Al pi atayrish yerucha ad the ikad dir v'yerucha. It's mashb, but until you have that, you're not chayiv. Mar should have said, "Aftek a Torah v'Yerucha." Not only if you have a chiyuv karis, also a chetibza of Torah v'Yerucha. So he says the Ramat says that the Lashon Gemara is not mashb like that, and the Chedush Eran also the Chedush Eran says the pashtus of the Lashon of Yudah is that he's coming to say that he's coming to be mitzamtzim shittas from Meir. He's coming to say that you're not always chayiv. He's not coming to be meisif more chetibzas. But a kapara that's the two mahalchim in the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah himself, as it's sad to say that Rameyer. The Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda is like the Rambam learned like Tosfos. So see, passing like both Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbi Asher Mil O'Neil learns in the Rambam that the Rambam held that Rabbi Yehuda was being meisif on Shittas Rameyer. Now the Ran is not happy with Tosfos Bahalach to say that Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about tefillin. He's not happy with the Rambam to say that Rabbi Yehuda is meisif, and therefore the Ran has a different Mahalach over here. The Ran says. The Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on Rameyer. He's coming to say that in a chadam yechayev achayev krisis, but the only time yechayev is something that's ikri b'divrei Torah. Before the etzav din is before shnei Torah, but the pirush of the din is b'divrei sefer. In other words, he's coming to argue on Rameyer. Rameyer holds that even something that's not mafurish b'Torah. Says the Ran, for example, bitei man usasei, which Gemara brings later on. Bitei man usasei is no pasuk in the Torah about it. It's learned that from Xeris Shava. That's something that's not mafurish b'Torah. That's not ikri b'Torah. On that, Rameyer holds aval piking yechayev. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue and saying no, that you chayiv only on something that's ikir b'divrei Torah, prushiv b'divrei Sefer. So he's coming to be mitzamtzim divrei Rameyer and saying that you're not always chayiv achayiv krisis. But says the Ran, on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda also argues on Rameyer. He doesn't hold you need chayiv krisis. He's coming to be mitzamtzim divrei Rameyer and saying you need to have dafka ikir b'divrei Torah, prushiv b'divrei Sefer. But he also happens to argue on Rameyer in a different point that he holds that you don't need chayiv krisis b'chal, any mitzvah you chayiv on, karis, lav, and essay. And the Rad says that even though the Gemara in the Pechesem Beis says that the only Hechatibza that we have is by Tefillin, says the Rad, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that's the only Hechatibza that we're Chayev, Azaka Mamre is Chayev on. That's the only Hechatibza that we have of Rabbi Yehuda by a mitzvah's essay. And the Rad explains that by a mitzvah's essay, normally it's not Shayach Zaka Mamre. The only Hechatibza we can have on a mitzvah's essay, Zaka Mamre, is in a Hechatibza where you have to go and do something. The Rad says in order to be Zaka Mamre, you have to be Hoyer to do something. if he tells people not to do a mitzvah, that's not hayra lasis. Not doing a mitzvah, says the Ran, is not going to make you a zaka marma. You only chayav zaka marma if he says you should have to go and do something. Go and be over avera. So normally the chatipsa zaka marma would be only negeah by a lav, by a iser. Only a chatipsa we're in a mitzvah, where a machlekes about a mitzvah could be negeah to zaka marma, says the Ran, is in a chatipsa where there will be a bal taisif. With that, the Gemara explains, we'll see in the Gemara later on, and that peches is only negeah by tefillin. But Avada says to Ran, of course, it could be other echatipsa of Zakim Mamri. We're just saying that by a mitzvah's essay, that's where the only echatipsa is. So the Ran is learning that there's two machlaikas in Reb Shimon, there's two machlaikas in Reb Yudah and Meir here. Reb Meir, first of all, holds his dafka bechayv krisis, but on the other hand, he says anything that's chayv karas, it doesn't have to be ikri min atayra. Mashegin Reb Yehuda comes and argues on both of these dinim. He says, first of all, it doesn't have to be dafka chayv krisis, it can be on anything. But says Reb Yehuda, there's a tonight, there's one tonight that I have that has to be ikri min atayra or perusha min atayra. And the Ran explains that Reb Shimon is arguing he holds that you don't even need that. So he holds like, Reb Shimon holds like Reb Meir that you don't need Ikrim Medeva Torah. You can have also, as long as it's, even if it's only Xerah Shabbah, Piti Manusasi is also Chayiv. But on the other hand, he holds like Reb Yehuda, you don't need Chayiv Krisis. So Reb Shimon holds Yechayiv on anything, even if it's not Ikrim Medeva Torah. And even if it's not Chayiv Krisis, Reb Yehuda holds you don't need Chayiv Krisis, but you need Ikrim Medeva Torah. And Reb Meir holds that you don't need ikrim and atayra, but you need to have chayv krisis. That's the shita Saran, a middle shita between the Rambam and Tosfos. So just to make a sikkim, we have three ikar shitas over here in the Rishonim, with shitas Tosfos, which he learns in Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, the only chiyav zakim amrei ad ikar tayra v'yerucha is only in a chatibsa of tefillin, and the Kesef Mishnah learns like this in the Rambam also, just he learns that the Rambam Paskins also like Reb Meir, but in Reb Yehuda, he learns the Ram also not like Tosfos, and this is the Shita's HaRamah. The Ramah also assumes like this. And then we had a Shita of Reb Asher Meloniel that learned in the Rambam that Reb Yehuda is being Moisev HaRam Meir. Reb Yehuda holds it, Yechayiv on Tefillin. Yechayiv on Tefillin, and you're also Chayiv on everything Reb Meir holds, Yechayiv on Chayiv Krisis. And then we said over the Shita's HaRam that Ram learns that Reb Yehuda is not Dafka talking about tefillin. The Gemara says talking about tefillin. Gemara is talking about weird hechatibza of mitzvahs essay in Zakim Mamre. You also chayiv on any krisis in every laugh. And Rabbi Yehuda's gufa coming to say a new klal that you need to have. It has to be ikrim in atayra. Ad ikrim atayra v'yerucha. There's a duk zayas akasav. It has to be ikrim in atayra. It has to be something beforeish b'atayra. Pitui ban usasa. You wouldn't be chayiv on it. And he says the Ran, and he also argues our mayor on a different point that he holds it. He doesn't hold it zayas shava davar that there's a din that you have to have dafka chayiv krisis. Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon Aymer, I feel diktik echo be diktuke seifrim. Even diktik echo be diktuke seifrim. So the Chedushe Aran over here explains that when we say diktik echo be diktuke seifrim, and who I didn't, we'll see later on the Mishnah on the Peches of Abayz, the Lashon of the Mishnah over there is, Chayme be divrei seifrim, be divrei tayro, says the Aran, it does not mean like we might have understood kipshutoi a drabonon. Says the Ran, it doesn't mean a drabbanon. A drabbanon says the Ran, it's pashy. You can't become a zakim mamre if you're arguing about a din drabbanon. A zakim mamre, of course, it's only about dinim in the Torah, only about dinim deiraisa. And therefore, says the Ran, what it means be dik 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 seifrim. It means gzeir shava, something that's not mafurish in the Torah. Maybe Allah should be Sinai or gzeir shava, something that they were medactic. The seif and the drabbanon were medactic. Something that's not mafurish in the Torah. But it doesn't mean a din drabbanon. Everything that the zakim mamre is chayv on has to be dafka deiraisa. And the Ran speaks out that this is not like Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam argues on this. The Rambam is bavur that even on a Dinder HaBonon is also Parash of Zakim Mamre. But says the Ran, this is the Shitas HaRamban. The Rabban in Sefer Mitzvahs and Cherish Echad is Chiluk on the Rambam. And it says that there's no Chi of Zakim Mamre on Dinder HaBonon. Now the Rambam that the Ram brings, the Rambam is in Hilchas Mamon Perek Dal of Locha Alf. The Rambam's Hechatibsa that he gives is, the Rambam says that if there's a Machoikis about Chometz, that there's a nice to either be matter chometz in shavov, which is only Issa Drabbanon, or to aser shahei ba'anno. Shahei is not aser ba'anno, it's only aser ba'achid. If someone comes and asers shahei ba'anno, the halacha is, he also becomes a ben seir meir. You can become a ben seir meir on this also. And the Kesef Mishnah, that Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah explains that what does this have to do with Chiyuv Karas? What is this Issa Drabbanon that he's baking on chametz? That there's a machlekes that Sarah Meir and the Bezdin have to do with Karas? So the Kesef Mishnah says it's a geah if you're makadosh isha, it's a geah for kedushin. If he's hitter shavov, So then the Isha is going to be Mekudeshes. If the Asar Shahe, the Isha is going to be Einu Mekudeshes. It says the Ketzav Mishnah, the Gev for the Chiyuv Karis, the Gev, the Kedusha will be Chal. That's what the Ketzav Mishnah learns in the Rambam. But if you look at Nerad Vaz, over there on that Rambam, and the Megillas Esther on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sherish Rishon, they're Chaylik on the Ketzav Mishnah. They learn the Rambam differently. They learn the Rambam, that the Rambam, the reason why it has Karis is not because it's the get aside Karis. The reason why we look at it as Karis is because Isser Chametz al Pesach has Karis. So Eilich Lam is the only Isser Drabbanon that we're talking about. There's no Karis on the Isser Drabbanon. But since Isser Chametz al Pesach has Karis, therefore that's enough that it should be Nichla on the Parashah of Zaken Mamre. And if they argue about that, there's a Parashah, there's a Chiv of Zaken Mamre on this also. That the Gemara always needed Nafkaminas of Kedusha and all these things is only on something that's not Ikra have Karis. Over here, since the Etzem Mitzvah of Chametz has Karis, that's enough to be Nichla on the Parashah of Zaken Mamre. And Zachar Much like this in the Ran also, but the Ran very strongly over here argues on the Rambam. And if you look later on, and the Ran further on in the Sugi, the Ran discusses what would be in an Issa Drabbanon that's the Gev for Kedusha. And the Ran's specific about it. The Ran seems like he has a suffix. What would be the din if there's a machlekes about an Issa Drabbanon that will make it the Gev for Kedusha? Mashma from the Ran that the Nisa of the Rambam, how he understood in the Rambam, wasn't discussing this. Now, even though if you look in the Lashon Ran, he brings down that the Ram is talking about Ner Chanukah, which is Sarachin, what the Ram means. Where is there? How could it be Negeah of the Ram to Ner Chanukah? The whole only tips where he is where it's Negeah is for a Chi of Karis, like the Ram says, or Tefillin. And the Ram clearly over here discussed when he discusses the Rabban, he discussed the Hecha Tibsa of Chametz. But like a part of it's a war in the Ram that he learned that the Rambam held it in the, on a Rabbanon Mifne Atzma, even that's not going to come to Lidei Karis, Lidei Ish Ish, there's also a need in that you should become a Bet Seir Meir. And it's before like this in the Meiri. Also, the Meiri also brings down this tzad that since Chabetz has a chorus in it, that's enough. And if you look in Rabbi Chanan and Kavitshur Mechelik Beis, Rabbi Chanan has a whole kutris divrei sefer. And Ois Beis, he says that Lachayru it's muchach like these other achrayim, not like the Kesef Mishnah. He says because why would the Rambam bring a chitim to dafka of Chametz if this like the Kesef Mishnah, the feeder Kesef Mishnah that the whole nikuda of the Rambam is one point. The whole Nakuda of the Rambam is just to find a Echatibsa of an Isra and Nama Drabbanon where it could be a Negev for Kedushin. The Rambam could have said a Echatibsa of Arlo Drabbanon. Why does the Rambam have to discuss a Echatibsa of Chametz? Why does the Rambam Dafka pick a case of Chametz? And therefore he says it's a Chayim Mukhrach from the Rambam that it's Dafka by Chametz and the reason is like these Rishonim, like these Achrayim explaining, Oysia Beis further on, he explains that the Rambam doesn't hold it, it has to be a Machlikis about Chorus. The Rambam holds as long as the Isser Sheish Bekaris, that's enough. And the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Cherish Aleph, where the Rambam over there is discussing the Shittas HaHag, that's Moina Mitzvahs Drabbanan in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, over there the Ramban says that the Rambam, in Eretz Sugya, the Rambam that says that the Zechi of Zaka Mamre on a Drabbanan is going to Shittasai, he's going to Shittasai over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam repeats this clearly in Mamre and Perak Aleph Halacha, Halacha Beis, that someone that's over on a Drabbanon, someone that doesn't listen to the Beis that Agadlon, that's over on a Mitzvah Drabbanon, on a Issa Drabbanon, is over a lav of Lo Yasser, is over a essay, al pi a Torah Sheyerucha, that you're mechuyev to listen to them, and the Torah says that someone doesn't listen to them, is over a lav. And therefore says the Ramban, that's the reason why the Rambam could hold that this is Zaken Mamre, is a parish of Zaken Mamre, and Issa Drabbanon. And it says the Ramban, the few Arashita that we argue in the Rambam, it's Pasha, that doesn't apply to Din Zaka Mamre and Din Drabbanon. The Din Drabbanon is not Bechlal, they're arguing about a Drabbanon, not arguing about something in the Torah. The Torah is giving the parish to Zaka Mamre, it's talking about Dinim in the Torah. Only the Fida Rambam says the Ramban, that the Rambam holds that any Din Drabbanon automatically becomes a Deraisa, but also Nechal on the parish of the Torah of Lo Yasser. So therefore says the Ramban, that's why the Rambam could hold as a Din Zaka Mamre on Dinim Drabbanon. And the Ramban asks many kashas on the Shittas HaRambam. He asks that how could it feed a Rambam that every single Drabbanon comes to be a Deraisa? So how could we have all these kulos in Drabbanons? We find all of the Shas is Mali Vagadish with different kulos on Drabbanons. For example, says the Ramban, what's with Suffolk Drabbanon Lakula? So feed a Rambam, every Suffolk Drabbanon is really a Suffolk Deraisa. And he asks other questions. He asks, this is the kasha, the Ramban and the Ran on Arasugi, the Chushay Ran on Arasugi also brings these kashas down. And the Ratam on the Rambam, if this tak the emes is a deraisa on every drabbanon, then why would a drabbanon be more kalah than a deraisa? Now the Achrayim answer, and really the Ramban himself, Teich Dvarv, speaks out this etza. And the Ramban just says that it's a hard svar. It's not a good svara. It's in a nachin. And he says that maybe when they're guf their abonim, they were masakin the takanas, they guf were masne, and they were moichel, and they said that we're making this takana, but we don't want you to have any problems as fakis. We don't want you to have, wherever they wanted to institute their kulis, they said that we're not being making the takana in this case. And the achroinim go with this mahalach, the lacha mishnah, and perak alf, lacha beis, he likes this mahalach, and he brings the kiryat sefer, goes this way, and they add even more. They say even when a person is over b'mamish on a drabonon, it's over, even the mezid on the rabbanon, as long as he's not coming to argue with the rabbanon, he just over the mezid, he had a taiva, or he decided he's going to do it anyhow, then he's not over the chum or meichel on the lab. They said that we're not giving it to you with this lab. The gufa instituted in the takanas chacham that they're not going to give it with the lab. And says the Lacha Mishnah and the Kiryat Sefer, the only time you're over the lab is you're coming to argue on the bezin. You're saying, I don't hold like the bezin, and that's why I'm doing it. Then you're over the lab. And we look at the Tashbet, Zayar, Rakia, also he goes with this Mahalach, they were Meichel, the Chazal were Meichel, the Lav, in certain Echatipses. They were Masne, in the Takana, in a Suffolk, you shouldn't have the Isser, or in other places where they had to make the coolest, they shouldn't have the Isser. Now there's another Mahalach, similar to this, for the Mesha Chachma, in Parshas, famous Mesha Chachma, in Parshas Shoiftim, in Parakid Zion, Pasek Tassi, over there he explains that the mitzvah, like the Rambam, it's just a clearly stated mitzvah that the Torah made, that the Torah wanted. We should have people that are making zeris, whatever they decide when. The Torah doesn't dafka want you to do whatever Chazal said. It doesn't become that the Torah wants you to do that thing. They just want to have that there should be a bezdin that people have to listen to, and therefore the whole din is just to listen to bezdin. And therefore he says, the makom suffik where I'm being makel, not because I'm not listening to bezdin. There's no iser, and I'm not going against the Torah in that case. Ayin Shavis Meirich, and it's also al pi the same derech. It's one nukuda that the Isra over here is listening to Bezdin. The Isra is not to not listen to Bezdin, and therefore any time that you're not listening to Bezdin, you're just being makel over there. Says there Meshach Chachma, you wouldn't be over on the Isra derech, and that's the reason why Suffolk are Rabbanu Kol Kula, and there's other Kulas in the Rabban. Now the Chayra, this Mahalich is very not poshut to say in the Rambam. I'll see you next second why. So Rabbi Chanan goes further on in the countries in Ois Tesvav, and he says that L'chayra, if the Ramban seems to argue on the Rambam, and he says that there's no Pasuk, the Pasuk of Al-Yasser is not, it's just Asmachta, the Torah is not telling you, that you're not over Isser if you don't listen to the Rabbanon. So ask Rabbi Chanan a very simple, basic question. Why in the world do we have to listen to the Rabbanon? Who said we have to listen to the Rabbanon? You're telling me that the Torah, when it says Al-Yasser, is not talking about listening to the Rabbanon. So why do I have to listen to the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon said, who said I have to listen to them? I only have to follow what it says in the Torah. I was makabel the Torah barasina. I don't have to do anything more than that. If you guys tell me that the Torah never says I have to listen to the Rabbanon, so as to B'chanan Im Kain, why be'emes do we have to listen to the Rabbanon? So B'chanan has different studim, but he, further on, in Eis Chav Tes, he brings that Lashon Rambam, when he comes to explain the Rambam's masik on the Bahag counts the Rabbanon's in his minyan mitzvahs, and the Rambam says that it's beforeish, not like that, but it's beforeish that Taryag mitzvahs kibol, they were makabel misinai. So how can you say that the Rabbanon's a nichol? We weren't makabel them misinai. And the Rabban over there brings the Gemara Shfuah Slam Tes, that we were makabel the Rabbanon's misinai. We made a bris, and we were makabel not only mitzvahs from now, we were makabel any mitzvah that Chazal is going to be misakin, any mitzvah that the Bezdin HaGadol is going to put on us, we're also going to be makabel. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, L'chayr Tvafurish in this Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that he also agrees to the Rambam, that Misinai we were Makabal, which that's the Matan Torah, that's Bidai Raisa. We were also Makabal, Akapanim Ba'ifin Klali, to be Makayim, all mitzvahs that Chazal say, all mitzvahs that their Bezan HaGadol is Besakin. So therefore, asks Rabbi Chanan, that L'chayr, in a chanan, we just answered our question, we just asked that, of course, the Fidar Ramban, you have to be your Mechayiv L'shmei Divid Rabbanon, because that was also Nichlal in the bris of the Kabbalah Satayr. The Kabbalah Satayr Misinai was also on the Rabbanon's also. But asked Rabbi Chanan Im Kain, so why was Ramban bothered by all his kashas on the Rambam? He should have asked it on himself. He also agrees that it's Midar Raisa, that someone that's over on the Rabbanon is over on the bris that is Bekabbalah Misinai. It's also a Raisa, it's all part of the Kabbalah Satayr. So asked Rabbi Chanan Im Kain, or the Ramban's questions that he asked in the Rambam, the Chayr should be on himself also. It shouldn't be Dafka on the Rambam, it should be Kash on him also. So Rabbi Chanan explains that Lefida Ramban, that it was just a Kloli stick of Kabbalah, it was a Kloli stick of Din, that we mechuyev to listen to anything Chazal says. So he says then the Isser, when I'm going to be over Isser and not listen to them, the Isser is an Eifin Kloli, that I'm not following the rules of Chazal. And therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, it's very poshut, that we first have to learn the laws of Chazal and the rules. After we learn all the rules and we know all the dinim and we don't listen to them, then we're over the Isser. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, since Rabbanon's are more kal, we say Safik Rabbanon Lekula, that I'm not over, if I'm, I go and I'm Mekel, I'm not over a Safik Deraisa because I'm following the rules. Since, says Rabbi Chanan, later I'm Ban, it's only a klali stick of mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, so therefore any time that the feet of Divrei Chachamim, it's mutter. Any Kula Chacham instituted in their rules, because the Rabbanon is a Mokal, they therefore said, they gave Kulas and they gave Didim, so then I'm listening to the Chachamim, if I'm matter over there, I'm listening to the Chachamim. Every din that the Rabbanon didn't become stuck in a deraisa. The dinim the Rabbanon made their all the dinim the Rabbanon. The Israelite the Rabbanon is a clearly stick of Israel to follow the laws of the Rabbanon. And if the laws of the Rabbanon have certain kulas in them, if the laws of the Rabbanon have something Rabbanon lakula, it's pashut that's beside there. Says the Rabbi Chanan that the Rabbanon only asks on the Rambam, and he brings from Rabbi Chaim. He brings this in O Islam and Beis, that the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban is not like the other Achrayim seem to understand, like the Meshchachma seem to understand, is Bechlal, there are Din Deraisa to listen to the Rabbanon. Everyone holds it's a Din Deraisa to listen to the Rabbanon. The Machlokes is, how far does it go? The Rambam understood that the Din of the Yasser, the fact that there's a mitzvah that the Torah said, I have to listen to the Rabbanon, everything that the Rabbanon say, that the Torah gave them a Koyach to add on Dinim onto the Deraisa. And the feet of Rambam, the Din becomes a Issa Deraisa. Rabbi Chaim brings this from the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches and Tes and Hilchos Soita, where over there the Halacha is that someone that's over Isser, someone that's bought a Bia Asura, the Mayim won't be Boydik as Ishtoi. And the Rambam over there says that even someone that's bought Rusasiv Beis Chomim, and even someone that's bought a Shnia, is also, the Halacha is that it won't be Boydik as Ishtoi. Now the problem over there is that it's only a Drabbanon. It's only a Drabbanon. Even says Rabbi Chaim, if we understand that there's every Drabbanon, we're mechuyev to listen to Drabbanon, but if someone eats chazer, halacha is that the mayim still baidik is ishtoi. The whole problem of that, of being mayim baidik is ishtoi, is if he was over isur bia. Says Rabbi Chaim, it's before in this Rambam that when Chazal made an isur, that became an isur isur bia. There's now midaraisa, another isur isur bia in the world. And if someone goes and bond such a isha, bond a shnia, bond a resasi beis chamiv, the mayim won't be baidik is ishtoi. And therefore says, Reb Chaim, who adin, the Rambam holds you could be a zakin mamre on chametz, because now there's a new part of Isser chametz, even though on adin rabbanon there's no karis. On listening to chacham there's no karis, like that the lav lo yasser is not a lav sheish by karis. But now, the feet of Rambam, the lav lo yasser, the Rambam learned up, it became now a new Isser chametz, the chazal could add on to the Isser chametz, and now chametz, since it's like Rabbi Chanan explained earlier, is an Isser sheish by karis, therefore, you could become a Zakeh Mamre on it. And there are band that argued on the Rambam, was arguing on this point that the Rambam took it so far to say that it became Mamash Isser Chametz. The Rabban agrees that there's a Din Deraisa to listen to the Chachamim. But no one dreamed it will be a Zakeh Mamre on someone that doesn't listen to the Chachamim. There's a Machlokes about if you have to listen to the Chachamim, you don't have to listen to the Chachamim. That's a Lav Ba'alma. That's a Mitzvah Ba'alma. That's not a Dovr Sheish Bekaris. That's not something that someone could become a Zakeh Mamre on. And therefore, like we said earlier from Rabbi Chanan and Ois Mem Aleph explains that late Fidei Ramban is nothing shver. Fidei Ramban, there's no all the coolest Rabbanon is very understood because whatever the dinim the Rabbanon are, that we have to follow those dinim. And there could be coolest in those dinim. Mashiachim like the Rambam that we came and we made an Isser. The Rabbanon is still a Fidei Ramban, we made an Isser Chometz here. And if someone's over on this Isser Chometz, he's being over on a Deraisa. Because there's a Lav L'Yasser now. The Lav L'Yasser says that this Isser Chometz is also Asser. And therefore, if there's a Suffolk, maybe this is Chometz. I can't be Makel. And Rabbi Chanan says that the only eights in the Rambam is like we have to say like the other Achronim said that the Chazal were masn in the Iker Gzeira that they didn't ask for Sveikas, they only asked for Vadair, and they didn't ask for Nechatimtzes, where there was coolest Rabbanon. So comes there, we have a Machlokes Rambam against the Ramban and the Ran, whether or not you could become a Zakeh Mamre on the Rabbanon. And it seems that some Achroinim, first in the Meshach Chachba, understood that the Rambam holds that it's a Kloli stick it did to listen, and the Ramban doesn't hold even that. And we said over from Bechanan and Chaim, that it's not like that, that even the Ramban agrees that it's a Kloli stick it did to rise to listen to Chachamim, and the whole Machlokes is how far does it go? Does it go just as a Kloli stick of mitzvah, or no, that the Torah gave a Koyach, a Chazal could add on, and it's recognized as a Deraisa Diketin, Chazal could add on, and that will be recognized as a Deraisa Dik Isser Chometz, as a part of the Torah of the Isser Chometz, and therefore you can become a Zakeh Mamre even on that. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara explains every hechatibs, every drasha, how it works. Sofira Meir. The Gemara says davar zu alocha, so huchas achad aser. The din of yud alef yom of yemei ziva. That's what davar is. And the Gemara gives an example. What could possibly be of a machloikis that the Zaka Mamre can have with the bezin with this? And the Gemara could say that Gemara says that we know machloikis is a machloikis of yechan or a shlokish. What happens if the isha sees dam on the yom asiri of the yud alef yemei ziva? Does she have to be shayma yom keneged yom like every other day, like the yom atchi? Or do we say no, that since anyhow she can't become a zavah gedela, because she only has one more day left to Yemei Ziva. She only has one more day. Zav Gdil needs three days. And we say that therefore you don't need a din shimer. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says that you do need shimer, and therefore she's tamid the next day. And Rish Lakish says, no, you don't need shimer, and therefore she's not tamid the next day. So Taisus and the Ramatzach of Shimon Lakish asks that L'chari L'fir Rabbi Yechanan is very good. The Zaka Mamre will say, not like him. And they're coming. He's coming to be Mekel. He's going to be Batara Isha L'Bailo. The achiyuv karis, mashein kain. Like Rish Lakish asked Taisus, Rish Lakish is the makel here. So if the Zaka Mamre says not like what he holds the din is, l'chayra this wouldn't be a good echatipsa. Zaka Mamre would be machmer. What's wrong if the Zaka Mamre says the isha's tame and she's asul abayla? What's wrong? There's no achiyuv karis on that. So Taisus answers that there's a hechatibza like Rish Lakish also. The hechatibza is, says Taisvis, that if an isha's tamei comes out, this same achleikis says Taisvis, they'll come out a kula lefir of Rish Lakish also. Because the fear of Rish Lakish, that the isha's tar, comes out if she touches a truma, the halacha is that the truma is going to remain tar. And if someone goes and uses this truma to be Makadish isha, the isha will become Mekudeshes. And if she's bezana, she'll be chayim misa, she'll be chayim karas fe isha's ish. Masha ain't kain the fear of Yechiron that she's Tomei, the Kedusha wouldn't be Chal. So it comes out that there's a Chumra in Rish Lakish also. If you look in the Teres Chaim, in this Taisvis, he says that the whole Taisvis Kasha is not so Muchach. He says, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Dalid, Mehilchas Mar Malacha Beis, the Rambam says that there's no difference which way. The Rambam speaks out that whether the Zaka Mamre says the Kula or the Zaka Mamre says the Chumra, both ways, the Halacha is that he becomes a Zaka Mamre. Therefore, says the Teres Chaim, Taisus Kasha is not shver in a chanami. The fear is shlokish. If the Zaka Mamre says not like him, and he says that she's, and the Zaka Mamre is machmer and says that she's tamei, he'll also become a Zaka Mamre. There's no din, says the Teres Chaim, that dafka the Zaka Mamre has to be mekel or machmer. And this goes, and this Teres Chaim goes very good with what we said over before from the Achrayim, that the Rambam holds you don't need dafka to be over on Isser Karis. As long as the Isser has Karis, that's enough. That's enough, because the Rambam learned up the din, Taisa seems to learn the din, that it has to be that you're being over the Zaka Mamre, make people being over the Isser Karas. But if we say that the Rambam is just a drash on which din of the Torah does the Zaka Mamre have to argue on, so maybe it's very mistaffer to say that what din when the Zaka Mamre is being machmer, no one's being over any Karas, but Hamia is arguing about a din of the Torah that's chayiv on a Karas. But if you look at the Chedushei Aran, he brings down this Rambam, and he says that it can't be that that's what the Rambam means, Kipshutai, like the Torah's Chaim understood, that even if the Zaka Mamre is Machri, also Chayiv. So he says, he brings two tainus on this. He says, first of all, the Gemara before, when the Gemara discussed the Echatibs of Ibra Hashana, the Gemara spoke out that either way, it's going to come out, you being Mekel on Chametz. The Gemara says, the Ila Haiki is a Kashari Chametz, the Pesach, Ila Haiki is a Kashari Chametz, the Pesach. Ask the Ran, why do the Gemara have to speak that out? There's a machlik, it's about Chametz Pesach. Who cares if he's being Shari? It's Masha from the Gemara that both, the Gemara wanted to say that both ways it comes out of Kula and Chametz. Why do you need a kula? Asked the Ran. Let it be a chumra. Let feed a Rambam. Elamai says the Ran is muchach in the Gemara that it has to be dafkut. The Zaka Mamre is being mekel, and it's being over on the Issa Karis. And the Ran brings another time. The Ran says that before that the Zaka Mamre is only chay if he's hayru lasis, if he's hayru to do a maisa, if it's being machmer, and he's saying that it's usher, so he's not being hayru lasis. He's saying it's usher. Where's the hayru lasis? So therefore says the Ran both. From the Rai, from the Gemara, and both from the din of Hayru Lasi, says the Ran, must be that the Ram doesn't mean that. And the Lecha Mishnah over there also says that, learn that way. And they say that the Ram means that anytime, whether he's Mekel, whether he's Makar, always going to find Hechatimtz, is always going to be like Taisus speaks out in his Teretz. There'll always be Hechatimtz will come out in the Kula, will come out of Chumra, and the Chumra will come out of Kula. And therefore, even if you're Machmer, it will always also come out of Kula. That's what the Ram means. Not that the Ram will be'etzem, that someone's the Zaka Mamre is Machmer, still Aloch as he can have the parish of Zaka Mamre. But if you look in the Sefer Binyan Shleima, he argues, and he says that the Ulo Shenes HaRambam is not Soivel, that the Rambam is before anytime the Zakamamri, all through the cases, all the Echatips is where the Rambam explains what they're Negea. Aval picking the Rambam's mash, but it doesn't make a difference which way the Zakamamri says, which way he says. And therefore, the Bidin Shleimah says that we have to learn the Rambam Kipshute like Keteris Chaim. And he says that the Ram Tainas, he need Hoyer Lassis, he doesn't understand the Taino. You can have a Hoyer Lassis to Chumra also. You're telling me that Isha's Tomei, so he's being Hoyer Lassis. He's telling her she has to go to the mikvah, she has to do B'dikas. Zayin Akim and Echtib Sav Zavar, Shemar Siyan Kenegidim also needs a Bedika. He's telling her to do things. That's also Hayur Lassis. Hayur Lassis doesn't mean Dafkul Akula. This Hayur Lassis the Chumra also. As long as he's instructing her to do certain things, Alpia Zayra, that's also Hayur Lassis. And doesn't understand the Ran's Taino. And therefore he learns the Ram Kipshutai, Kedasatar is Chaim, and not like the Ran on the Chemishta that learned that the Ram just means that there'll always be Kulas and Chumras. But the problem is that it's still the other Taino of the Ran, that why did the Gemara have to speak out by Chometz? By Ibra Shana, that either way it is a heter of chametz. And if you look in the Chazanish and Simchav Gimel Ois Beis, he says from this riot's muchach that you need dafka kula, and he says you have to learn the Rambam like we said from the Lachamishna and the Ram that it's always negea, always come out even when the Zakamam is machber, it always will come out kulas. So Kapana, we have the Shitas Taisvis, and Teres Chaim says Rashi also threw the sugyas before like this. That's clear that they hold the dafka Zakamam has to be mekel, and then we have the Teres Chaim and the Pidyon Shleima Bedas HaRambam, that they hold it's not true. They even the Chumra also does a parasha of Zakim Mamre. And then we said over that the Ran, the Chamishna, and the Chazanish, they all assume that even the Rambam agrees to Taisvis, that it always has to be that the Zakim Mamre is coming out some type of Hechatibza, some type of din, Lukula, Lagabe Chayvi Krisis. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings that where is it Negea, the din of Zakim Mamre by din in Nefashis? Din, one of the drushes, Din and the Foshes. The Gemara says, Plukta the Rebbe Rabbanon, the argument could be, in the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon, where is the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon, what happens if someone says, Chavon Haragazev, Haragazev? So the Machlekes, are you Chayev Mammon? Rebbe holds Yechayev Mammon, and the Rabbanon argue they hold Yechayev Misa. So Rashi explains, Rashi, the Vermascho, Benesata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, that the Machlekes, the Hechatibs, where is it? It's Negeat the Chorus. Rashi says that it's Negea, that if the person that got killed is Yarshim, a Tefis Mammon from the Ritzeach, and they go and use this money to be Mekadosh Isha, and then someone else goes and is Mekadosh Isha, is it Mekadosh Lasheni or not? It's going to be totally whether or not this Tefisa that they made was right. Late Rebbe was a good Tefisa, but it's Itaka Chayim Mammon. And late the Rabbana not, so it comes out, there's a Shaila Ve'isha Ish, totally, and this Machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbana, so it comes out to Achi of Karas. Reb Kveger on the side is Betzayin to Turi Evan and Amnei Shoyim and Chagiga Daf Yud, where the Turi Evan asks Kasha from the famous Sugya in Bamatzia Daf Tzadi Aleph, where the Gemara over there seems to say that Esther and Asa Teira Filu Bal Imoy, which Rashi's Mazber, that even though there's a tour of Kamlei Midramine, that's not going to be part of you from the Chiyav Lotz Shemayim. There's still a Chiyav Lotz Shemayim, and therefore Rashi over there seems to say that Tfisa would work, that Tfisa could help, that if there's a Chiyav Lotz Shemayim, you could go and be Taifis, you go and be Taifis Mammon, even though it's a Torah of Kabbalah Midrabimine. So, as the Torah Evan, M. Cain, L'chayra, even though there are Baran the Hold Yechayim Misa, why can't they, if Rashi learns that the Nafkamin over here is when the Taifis, L'chayra, if the Taifis, even the man the Omer that Yechayim Misa, and then L'chayra to be a Torah of Kabbalah Midrabimine, Aval Pikin, still the Mammon should belong to the Taifis, and the Mammon should belong to the Yarshe Yaharuk. So, therefore, there shouldn't be an Nafkamin between Rabbi and the Baran. The Ksais HaChayshin and Simon Tov Yud Sifkat and Gimel brings down this kasha, and the Ksais HaChayshin says over there that you potter from Kaifer, says the Ksais, is not because of Kavanah B'Dramine. The reason why you potter from Kaifer is because of Ksais HaKos of the feeder man, the Omer, the feeder Abban that don't hold that the pus is coming to be Mechayev Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Achiyah Mamin. Then you potter, the reason why you potter to pay is because it's a tour of Kaifer. The tour of Kaifer is only by Shara Matzik. Not by Adam Amatzik. Adam Amatzik, someone that kills someone, is not Chayiv Kaifer. It's a Xeris HaKos of Allah of the loyal Adam. That you're not Mechayiv to pay Kaifer. Adam Amatzik, Adam that kills another person is not Mechayiv to pay Kaifer. And he speaks out later on in the Shtickle that even though maybe Shamiya should be Mechayiv to pay Damim. Same way if he's Mazik someone, he's Mechayiv to pay Damim. When he kills him, he should also pay Damim. And that says Xeris, it's possible that Rashi holds like the Shitas HaRambam. This ain't Damim the Ben Chayrim. There's never a Chayiv Damim on a Ben Chayrim. We don't look at it as a Ben Chayrim, as a Mammon, as a Shaykh to have B'chal din Mammon. And therefore says Xeris, the Chayiv Mammon is not here because ain't Damim the Ben Chayrim. And the Chayiv Kaifer says Xeris, That's a miyah. There's nothing to do with coming to drabine. So it comes out says exciting. The reason why the feet are bottom when you kill someone, you're not mukhiyah mammon, is not like how the Torah even understood. The reason why you chai mammon is because no mammon to pay. Regular mammon says exciting. Ain't dumb the ben chayrin. To pay kaifer says exciting. It's exactly the cost of all of the loyal adam. There's no chi of kaifer on adam that kills another person. And he brings it, even though the grace of Shri is before, not like this. The grace of Shri is before in Baba Kama Perek Dalid, Ois Dalid, over there, the grace of Shri is before, that the halacha is you are mechuyev to pay. It does help Tfisa. Is a chiyev lots to Shemayim, it does help Tfisa. It seems like the grace of Shri assumes, like the Torah Evan, that the reason why you potter is because of Kabbalah B'Dramine. Says Ixois, that's not because he argues on the fact that there's a Ptur Kaifer. He says, Pasha, he also agrees that there's a Ptur Kaifer. He just holds not like the Rambam, and he holds that there is a Chiyav Domim of the Ben Chayrin, and therefore, that Chiyav Domim over there, the reason why he puts is only out coming Dramine, and therefore, if you typhus, it will work. So says Ixois, how would the Grace of Shri learn Agamara? The Chayrin, the Turi Evans Kasha is back. Says Ixois, that we have another Eitzel, there's an Eitzel P, a famous Marshal, the Marshal, and Perak Vav, and Babakama, Perak Achainis, and Oisvav, he says that this that we have a din, that there's a chi of lots of Yidei Shemayim on in a Hechtibza Kavlein B'Dramine is only when we didn't end up giving the Misa. When it's a Ptur Kavlein B'Dramine, for example, if there was no Asra, when there's a Ptur of Tanad Bechiskiya, when you didn't end up doing the Misa or giving the Malkus B'Poyel, but if you ended up giving the Misa or giving the Malkus B'Poyel when it's Abdina Nachumra, then you're Potter Lagamri. Big Chilish of the Marshal, famous Marshal, Ixais brings it in Simuchav Ches, Sivis discusses it there. And therefore, it says Ixais is not Shver. And as Sugyo, we're talking about a case where he got Misa, where he gave him Misa. So therefore, the Tfisa wouldn't work B'Chlal. Like the Marshal says, there's no din to be taif, there's no chivas to shemayim when he got Misa. The Gaisa Shri says Ixais is talking about Bizman Azet. And since it's going Bizman Azet, says Ixais, Bizman Azet, we don't give Misa. It's Batal Din and Nefashis. We don't kill people Bizman Azet. Therefore, we don't ever have the Secha Tipsa the Marshal. And therefore, there's always be Negea that did Tfisa. You can always be Taifis, the Chiyav Domim that we have, the Fida Gaisa Shri. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara explains that what's in the Gea to Chiyav, to the Din of Zakeh Marmi, to Dinei Makis. And the Gemara says, the Machlekes could be, and the Machlekes would be Shmuel and Rabbanon, whether or not you need a Bezin of Chav Gimel, or Shmuel holds you need a Bezin of Chav Gimel to give Makis, and the Chum hold, that's enough a Bezin of Gimel. And Rashi's Masver, where's this Negea to Chiyav Koris? Rashi says, it's Negea, if what happens if they only gave Malkis, they only had a Bezin of Gimel when they gave Malkis. So let Rabbi Shmuel, it's Malkis Shlegedin, the Mechiv Imamin. It's not a Malkis of Bezin, the Mechiv to pay him Mamin for giving him Malkis. Chayvul b'chaveri is b'chuyiv mamin, and therefore if he takes that mamin and he goes as b'kadosh isha, I'll be mekudeshes. Mashekin like the rabbanon that it was a good makis, that gimel's enough for makis, and then not chayiv mamin, and the kedushin wouldn't be a good kedushin. That's what Rashi explains. Now Rashi's lashon is that who would be chayiv the mamin? Chayovin loy mamin. The bezdin of gimel, they're chayiv to him mamin. As Aruch Haner is oimid at l'chayra, why is the bezdin chayiv mamin? They weren't the one that hit him. The person that hit him is a shliach bezin. The bezin is not usually the one that hits the person. It's always the shliach bezin that gives the makis. Like the vorn the mishnayis and makis. So ask the Aruch Haner, why are they chayiv? Ain shliach advar aveiro. Why are they mechuyiv for the aveiro that the shliach bezin did? So says the Aruch Haner, you have to say that l'chayiv the pshat over here is because she does taisis. Taisis holds. Taisis a kedusha daf mem beis. Taisis shita is that we say ain shliach advar aveiro is only when the shliach's mezer, when the shliach's a shaygig. When the shliach's a shaygig, then yesh shliach advar aveiro. Now we say yesh shliach dvar aveiro, and the chayyur Rashi daf ayin tesa babakama is before the way he learns the Mishnah over there. Also this way that he holds yesh shliach dvar aveiro. So Rashi over here l'shitasei is very good, and the Rishonim that argue, the Mukiyesa over there in babakama, other Rishonim that argue on this klal, they hold that even b'shoigeg ain't shliach dvar aveiro. So you have to say, says the Aruch Haner, you'll say the same nafkamina. Just instead of saying that the chi of mom and the chi of tashum will be on bezdin, will be on the shliach bezdin, and the shliach bezdin will be chayiv to pay. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings, what's it by Nigoyim? What's it again by Nigoyim? And the Gemara brings that Nigi Adon is a machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbanon, what's the din when Behar is Kaidim Masar al-Bafan? And Rashi's Masber, that the Nafkamina, what's an Nafkamina Lagabi Chorus? So Rashi says an Nafkamina is a Nichlas and Mikdosh, what's the din? If you Nichlas and Mikdosh, you Chayiv Chorus, Rabbi Yeshua Potter, if you're Tomei, if the person has a din of a Mitzayra, if you Nichlas and Mikdosh, he's going to be Chayiv Chorus, for B.S. Mikdosh Betoma, and Rabbi Yeshua that you're Tar, he'll be Potter of Chorus. Taisus Deva Masal of Puk that brings down this Rashi, and he argues, he says, it can't be that the Nafkamina is Lugabe Lagabi Bias Mikdash. Bias Mikdash says Tosfos, there's no Chiyuv Chatos. If someone b'shege goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's only Chayiv Oyla B'Yoyrit. And the Gemara before, the Yafusa of Rameir is Dover Dover, that we learn out for Parkoin and Mashiach, which over there, not only do you need that it's Chiyuv Koris, it has to be that Shigase B'Chatos. Oyla B'Yoyrit, you don't bring a Parkoin and Mashiach. And therefore says Tosfos that it can't be that's Nafkamina, and the Nafkamina is, like Tosfos said earlier on Amud Aleph, the Nafkamina is of Tuma R, if you the Tame, Truma, and you make it worth less than a Shavu Pruta, so then the halacha is that you gotta, that it's Negeah to Kedushin, it'll be Negeah to Kedushin, says Tosfos, but it can't be a Negeah for Tumas Mikdash or Kedoshot. Now the Aruch Haner brings down the Shitas Rashi, and he says that it's before in the Ram, also in the Ram in Parak Tad Halacha Beis explains, Ram also is Beforish, that we're handling, that it's the Geah to Bias Mikdash. The Rambam says Beforish that Dafka of me of his Atoma, that's the Geah, because something that's not Avatoma is no Chivan Bias Mikdash. If he tastes Dafka, mean Alachar, it should be in a Geah to Truma also. And the Rambam later on, at the end of the parak, and Allah Eidram says Beferish, that if you argue about a Cheney the Toma, the Rambam says there's not going to be any, you can't be Zaka Mamri on that. So the first, the Rambam learned like Rashi that the Nafkamina is on Bias Mikdash. And the Binyan Shlema is Maser. What's the answer to Tesis Kasha? Tesis is a very strong question over here. Lechard is Xerah Shavah that you need Dafka something that's Chayav Chatzis. It's not enough for carbon oil of Yerit. So he says that the reason is because the Rashi and the Rambam held that Tesis Nafka Mina of Truma, being Metama Truma, is not true. Like we just from Metaik in the Rambam. The Rambam's the first, he holds that you don't become a Zaka Mamri because of that. The Rambam's the first that a Shani, if there's a Machlekes about a Shani in the Tuma, you don't become a Zaka Mamri. The Fi Tesis is Pasha, you would become. This is the Gayat, the Chi of Karis, if you're Metama Truma. So it's the first that the Rambam doesn't hold of this and says the Binyan Shlomo more than Rashi. They don't hold of Tosfos's this Nafkamina of Tosfos of being Metama Truma. And therefore, says the Binyan Shlomo, so therefore there's no other Nafkamina for Tuma. The only Nafkamina for Tuma could be B.S. Mikdash. And therefore says the Binyan Shlomo, so from the drosh over here that we darshin, from this din of Negel and Nega, it's Mefurish, the Yechayet, that the din of Zakar Mamri is also Negei on Karban Oil of Yoyed. So even though the Pashtus of the Gzeres Shav of Dover Dover would have taught us that not only do you need Chiyav Karis, you also need a Chiyav Chatus Kavua, but we have a Pasuk not like that. The Pasuk of Negel and Nega is Gufa Megalatos, that it's not for Karban Oil of Yoyed. Now, Tzarech in exactly what's the reason why the Rambam and Rashi would argue on Tosfos? So, we have all different funny nafkaminas over here in the Gemara. Why would this nafkamina, whether or not, if I'm a Tama Truma, it becomes less than a Shavu Pruta, and therefore it will be Negeah, that there can't be Kedusha Isha, why do they argue and why do they say that you can't become a Zaka Mamre because of this nafkamina in the Machloikis? So, in the Ar Sameach, over here in Perek Dad Halacha Gimel, it seems from his Lashon that he's decided to say that the reason is because it's not direct. It's a very indirect nafkamina. It's too indirect. A nafkamina, whether or not something, the schus moment that the person has is his, not the get, if he could be Mekadosh Isha, or if we're making something Aserbano, we're directly saying that this thing is Aserbano, and therefore you can't be Mekadosh Isha. That's more direct. Bashegin over here was saying that a person's tummy. And therefore, what? If the person's Tameh, he could go and touch Truma. If he touches the Truma will become Parashah Pruta. And then, if someone uses that Truma to go be Mekadosh Isha, seems from the Ar Sameach's Lashon, he seems to be Mitzadeh, that maybe that's not direct enough. We can't dan that the Machlekes that the Zaka Mamre is having with the Bezdin is Negeah Tachi of Chorus. Even though it is, but it's too indirect. But if you look in the Rabbi Chanan, in his Kuntras Seferim, in Ois Ches, he says a different Svara. He says, and with this he comes to explain also why the Kesef Mishnah, maybe it's not the right Pshat in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah Svarah, the Kesef Mishnah says that Issa Drabbanon, that makes the Isha not Mekudesh, is why the Rambam, Mr. Rabbi Chanan was Medayik in the Rambam, it's Dafka by Chametz. Why not? Why, says Rabbi Chanan Lamaisa, can't the Rambam talk about other Yisurim Drabbanon and say the Nafkamina and they'll come out the Nafkamina of the Kesef Mishnah? Says Rabbi Chanan that the Machlaikis, that when we say something is a Geah to Karis, has to be that it's directly because of their Machlaikis. Says Rabbi Chanan, when someone says that something's aser midrabbanon, that's not making the thing not have a shavius legabi kedushin. The thing aser midrabbanon, says Rabbi Chanan, doesn't make something that loses shavius. Aser midrabbanon is just practically that no one's going to want to buy it because it's aser midrabbanon, and I have nothing to do with it because it's aser midrabbanon ma'anah, and therefore no one will want to buy it, and therefore it loses shavius. So it comes out that Machlekes, the Zaka Mamre, and the Rabbanon is about a din that's not directly being mafkia this chepetz from a Shavuos. It's just going to cause that people won't want to buy it, and therefore it won't the mice to be able to be Mekadosh Isha with it because the Shavuos will drop. And the Chayyur Huad did by Truma Tmeya. Truma Tmeya is not a Afkos Mamon. Truma Tmeya still has a Shavuos Mamon. You could use it Lahasikit Tachas Tavshilo. It's not an Isra Anah. Something that's also a number deraisa, that has nothing to do with the Shavis of the Shuk. Something that's also a number deraisa is mufka from any dini mominus, from any Shavis, and you can't be Makadosh Isha Midina with this thing. Mashenkin Truma Tmeya is just something, now it's worth, you can't eat it. So therefore, not too many people are going to want to buy it. Sachakol, you can use it for firewood, and therefore, it loses Shavis, will be worth less than a Shavit Pruta. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's not a machlekes about something that's Chayiv Karis. That's not a machlekes if I could use this for Kedusha Isha or not. It's just going to come out if not so many people are going to want the Zaka Mamre doesn't hold that since it's Truma Tmeya, therefore you can't use it for Kedushin, and the Bezen holds you could use it for Kedushin. If it's an Isar Nabi Deraisa, so that Gufa saying that you can't use this for Kedushin, that's Nichal and the Din that they're Paskining. When I make something Isar Nabi Derabadon, or I make something to Truma Tmeya, I'm not Paskining in my Psak that's, you can't use this for Kedushin. Just from my Psak, it'll come out that not so many people are going to want it. Not so many people want this, therefore it'll lose its market value, and therefore, practically, if you go and give this money to Kedusha, it'll come out that she won't become a Kodeshes. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's not enough to be done as a nafkamina l'gabi chayvi krisis. So we have another shot, l'fidus Rabbi Chanan, another reason why the Rambam and Rashi didn't hold of Tesis nafkamina, they could be held that wouldn't be called something needed on a chayvi krisis. Like, we have machlekes Rashi and Tesis. If there's a chi of carbon oil, if a chi of carbon oil of a yerid is enough also to be mechayev azaka mamre, right? Tesis holds it has to be tafka chatzis kfuah. Rashi and the Rambam zavur that oil of yerid is enough. And we say that possibly the Binyan Shleim is saying that possibly this is totally another machlekes whether or not the nafkamina of tuma could be a nafkamina legabe kikar shel truma legabe tesis nafkamina be metama kikar shel truma legabe kedushin. Says the Binyan Shleim, it could be that since Rashi and the Rambam don't hold of this nafkamina, so therefore the muchrach to learn in the pasuk is machriach them to say that even oil of yerid also is going to be a nafkamina, is going to be something that a zaka mamre could be chayvan, and we explain to biurim why possibly they would argue on this seich tims of truma tmeya, either like the arsameach, which is too indirect, or like Rabbi Chanan, that the machlekes that the zaka mamre is having with the bezin is not about whether or not you can be mekadosh isha, because the reason why you can't be mekadosh isha is just the teitzah of the shara shuk dropping. It's just similar if they would have two mechanics arguing whether a car is a good car or not a good car, that would also make the thing drop in Shabbos. That wouldn't be a Zaka Mamre, wouldn't be a Zaka Mamre, and that wouldn't be called a Machlekes about a Chivik Krisis, two mechanics arguing on a car. So if the reason why it went down in price is just because the Zaka Mamre is saying it's not so useful, says Rabbi Chanan, that would not be called a Machlekes in a Karis, and he adds Rabbi Chanan, he says that that's also why the Zaka Mamre is not negated by a Lulav. Why can we have a Zaka Mamre and a Lulav? The Zaka Mamre will say that the Lulav is Kosher, and the Bez will say the Lulav is Pussel. If you're the Zaka Mamre, the Lulav is Kosher, so you could be Kaddish Isha with it, which is worth a lot of money. Mashiach, if you say the Lulav is Pussel, it's worth Parash Pruta. Says Rabbi Chanan, the same reason. By making a rule of pasal, I'm not being mafkia, I'm not directly saying that this thing doesn't have any shavius. It's just from that, people won't want to buy it anymore, and therefore it loses its shavius. That's not called a machlekes in Chivei Krisis. It's not a machlekes negat to Kedushin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.